Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to Enter the Light. Here goes our beautiful music. And as I take it down, there we go. Okay, again, fired as sound guy. Okay, I'm Lynn and Jan. We're welcoming our special guest, Sue Fields Dalimonte. Did I say that right, Sue?
Yes, you did.
All right, there you go. Sue's a psychic intuitive and an empath, and she's been able to see, hear, and feel, communicate with spirits and with animals ever since she was just a baby, little girl. And she works on missing persons cases, animal cases. She's an ordained minister. And Sue does spiritual counseling, too. And she's also able to help people and animals cross over. So I've given you a little bit of an introduction, Sue. And I'm going to just move it over to Jan really quick, as we've got callers waiting on the line. And I'm just going to let Jan do a little poem and whatever announcement she's got. And then we'll turn it over to you, Sue. Okay, so take it away, Jan.
Thank you, Lynn, and welcome everybody, and welcome Sue, and just we're very happy to have you all here. And I will start off with a poem, and it's called The Rainbow Bridge, and it's in honor of my dog Gypsy, who just recently passed. But death is not the end. It's really a new beginning, a new life in the scheme of eternity. It's liberating, and it's a new freedom of lots of smiles and lots of grinning. For all who walk the rainbow bridge, they will light up in magical energy and color so radiant and bright. The walk of transition and transformation, of leaving their earth's vessel and joining the heavenly realms of unconditional love and light. It's only an earthly death for all who go. There's new worlds and life and places for them we still do not know. A wondrous reunion ahead as they walk over the bridge of multi-dimension. They are greeted with animals, friends, family, angels, and guides in a heavenly party of souls meeting once again. It will be a joyous ascension. They are happy. They are free. They are out of pain and suffering. They will always still be with you and me. I love you, my Gypsy. And that's that poem.
Wow. So, that's beautiful, Jan. Thank you so much. Yeah, and for those of you who are listening online, there's a couple of pictures of Gypsy on our little slideshow on the show there. So she's one of the most beautiful dogs I've ever seen. The beauty in her eyes and her face, well, just knock you over. She's just a sweetie pie. So
she is. Thank you for making up that picture, Lynn. I love it. I have it posted everywhere.
It was my adult coloring session, and it just came together.
I know, and it's so pretty. I put it on Twitter, too. I wanted to just say a couple more things before we go on to Sue and just tell the people who shared our show, thank you very, very much. Lori Connell, Kevin Westerlin, the two Steel Girls, and also I wanted to thank Celia Caulfield from Holistic Healing, the Holistic Healing Room, that for supporting us and me all the time. She's always helping me with everything and sending me stuff to help me with my health. And I also want to thank Janine Reagan St. Clair. I listened to your tape right before the show, and I listen to it almost every day, her audio. She does crystal key healing. She's phenomenal. And I also wanted to, I don't have her website right now, but it would be probably JanineReaganSt.Clair.com. You could probably look her up. She's an amazing healer. And also Celia Caulfield for the Holistic Healing, and she's on Facebook. And one more thing, I just wanted to say thank you to DC Love and Barbara Reynolds. They had a show this morning called God's Get Answers to Life's Questions, and they did a reading on Gypsy, and it was just beautiful. And it was, and they also, Barbara and she did a reading for me too, and it was just beautiful, and I thank them so much. They said all kinds of amazing things, and that Gypsy was very happy and not sad and very grateful that she was there and everything. So anyway, just wanted to say that. And now we can go on to our guest and our special guest, Sue Field Delamonte. Thank you, Sue.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I'm really excited.
You are so welcome here. We just love having you. Oh, can I just say one thing? You may recognize Sue's voice because she's a frequent caller to the show. And I guess we just all felt her energy and we asked her to kind of join the team. So when we are able to open our chat room, Sue will be one of our moderators and she'll also be a guest now and then on the actual show. So she'll be the one who does what I'm doing, but in the chat room. So we're looking forward to that. And anyway, carry on, Sue.
Oh, I don't know what to say. I'm so grateful to be here and just hope that I'm able to help and answer questions for anybody that has anything.
Well, with that, why don't we just take our first caller?
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Definitely ready.
Hello?
Area code 8. Hi, 860, you're on the air. Can we get
Hi.
You, can we get
Go
your
ahead.
Name, please?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Hi.
Carry on. Okay. You got a question.
Yes. Do you or any of you see my daughter losing custody of her daughter, or will things remain the same?
Sue, would you like to go first?
We're in a couple of months. Her daughter.
I just pulled the very first angel card, and it is Archangel Sandoval, and it says victory.
One.
Your prayers
okay.
have been heard and answered. Have faith. I feel that she's going to have a little bit of a struggle, but she is going to overcome. Everything is going to go exactly how it is supposed to. She is going to keep her child.
Okay.
She needs to just try to remain as calm as possible. Just
okay.
make sure she breathes and puts everything in the hands of God and the angels, and it will, I honestly feel it will work out in her favor.
Oh, wonderful. Do you think that they will let us show the video that we have of the baby talking?
I'm hearing yes.
Okay. But that's what is the most critical thing to really show our you know, what's really going on. To prove, you know, that we're not doing certain things and this is what's going on. And they'll hear it directly from the child.
Absolutely. Just make sure and keep records of everything. Keep everything prioritized. Keep records of everything.
Okay.
And they are going to, I truly feel that they're going to hear what the child has to say, and she will be keeping the child.
Okay. Do you think the father will be keeping the child? Or are they going to take this pretty serious?
No, they're going to take this very serious.
Okay.
They're going to take this very serious.
All right. I'm just wondering if they would still leave her in his care after they see the video.
I think visitation possibly supervised.
Okay.
Temporarily. I think it's going to be a case that is going to be closely monitored.
Oh, okay.
They are going to listen to everything, but I think it's going to be very closely monitored too.
Okay.
It's not going to be a one time and done. It's
right.
It's going to be very closely watched. All the evidence is going to be brought in, so document everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it will turn out victorious.
Okay, good. because she's, you know, kind of going in without an attorney. She's self-representing, and I think she's a little, it's risky. It's very risky, but she wants to do it that way.
As long as she is strong and confident,
mm-hmm.
and don't be overly emotional. Emotions
right.
are fine.
Oh, that she knows how it works.
Right. Yes, she's going to be fine.
Okay, good. Deep breath. Okay.
Yes. Just breathe. But that's the message
Thanks.
I was getting.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's
I hope
fabulous,
that helped.
Sue.
Thank you.
It helps
that's
a lot.
Great. Okay, and
sorry
on to Jen.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That was lost.
That
I'm sorry
was
to hear
so
about
cool.
the dog.
Oh.
What?
Was lost.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That was, yes, thank you very much. Yeah, it just happened, and so I've had a lot of support, just unbelievable amounts of people supporting me and giving me messages, and it's just, everybody's keeping me up. I'm able to, you know, handle life right now. It's been pretty devastating, but it was all meant to be. It's all perfect timing, and
yeah.
We don't always know what the timing is, you know, when these things happen, but it's always at the right time. So, but what I was getting was, as soon as you start saying it, talking about it, I heard that, the daughter was not going to lose her daughter. I mean, is it your daughter? Is it your daughter?
Yes, my daughter and my granddaughter.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. What I hear was that your daughter was not going to lose her daughter. And I don't know if he's the husband or, but it doesn't keep the child is what I hear. And Sue had more details on it, so I love what Sue said. But what I was seeing too were trees, a lot of trees. And I don't know if you were around trees or something. But
I am around trees.
Okay, so that's why I'm seeing the trees. And then I'm also seeing a cat, a furry white cat. In the tree. So that was the animal that came through, too. So it's a furry
That's
white
the neighbor's cat.
Cat. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I've
well,
got three
wonder...
of my own that stay indoors, and then I've got a little dog that my daughter brought home.
And you
so
have
we've
a dog.
Got an animal house.
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe the neighbor's cat is keeping eye on you and being a little bit of a guardian for you. And so what the cat is saying is there is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities are necessary. And
okay.
Listen closely to your intuitive guidance, as it's most likely an ancestor who's one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. And cat reflects your independent nature. A free thinker, you often do not do what people expect you to do, and you take a lot of risks. So naturally graceful and very sensitive, the cat is curious and a very clever soul. Once you know what you want, you do not hesitate. So if you're interested in developing your psychic abilities, it would be a good time to do that too, because the cat is very prone to all that, and if the cat has crossed your path, look out for new magic coming into your life. Pay attention to the signs and synchronicities, and if you are facing confrontation, know that the cat has appeared to protect you. So I would bet that's why the cat next door, the neighbor, is around, is being a guardian and a protector right now.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, he comes and he eats food, too, that I put out there.
Oh, does he? Oh, that's really nice that you do that, though. That's really nice.
But I've been seeing blue jays a lot.
Oh, really? Neat.
They're so pretty.
Blue jays are so awesome, too. And do you see them in the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you certainly have a lot of trees around there. It's really a neat scene, but the blue jay says, pay attention to nonverbal clues that tell you when someone is trying to deceive you. Whatever the situation, attack it courageously, and develop a plan as how you want to use your gifts and talents for everything that you do. Choose one or two projects you've started and finish them. And if you're threatened or intimidated by someone, call on the Blue Jay because they are there to help you with that. And if you're faced with a choice of giving up or continuing on a project or relationship, you're going to continue on. So that's a positive animal there, right there for you too. So you've got two good ones right there.
Oh,
well,
neat.
They're all good. All the animals are good. I'm not. But
yeah.
So anyway, I think now Lynn will probably have more for you also.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Well, hi, Susan. Sorry you guys are going through this, but the immediate thing that I got was the word duplicity here, and the sense that somebody involved in this case is being underhanded and not playing fair. This particular person is very scared and hurt underneath this facade of anger that keeps presenting. And it's not in the best interests of the child. This contest is so this person can go, I win. It's a terrible reason, and it's not fair to the child. But I also mm-hmm. get here that it's a false victory. If it's not that they're going to have a victory, but what they are trying to achieve would be a false victory. It would be empty, useless, and very, very ugly and mean. Don't be afraid of this bully, okay? That's all this person is a bully. And as all bullies are, this person is scared. So as much as you can be gentle with this person and try not to bring anger back to the other side because it'll just... But be patient, be calm, and know that the right thing is going to happen. The little girl will end up with the rightful parent, and I believe that is you. And your daughter, you have a little family that works. There's no reason she shouldn't be there. And don't worry about this person, but try to be gentle because bullies don't respond well to, you know, you can't, mm-hmm. you have to just sort of walk away, turn the other cheek, don't engage, right? And the image that I got here was of a balloon that's got a string on it, and it's trying to fly up into the air. However, there's a brick on it, and that's this person. Just go through it. Don't let this person get to you. Don't let them goad you. Don't let them upset you. You take the high ground, and I think all will be well. Okay?
Okay.
Good, Susan. We wish you
yes.
the best of luck.
Oh, thank you. That was a nice reading, and I can really take a deep breath now and maybe calm down a little bit.
Yeah, stay strong, be brave, and just stay. Hang on to the grace of the situation. Okay, you can
okay.
do it. And call us back.
Thanks.
Let us know how it goes. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I will
Thanks,
try.
Susan.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Take care, Susan.
Thanks.
Okay. We're on to our next caller. Okay, 570, you're on the air.
Hi, guys, this is DC.
DC,
ooh.
Hello. Wow,
hi,
you're
DC.
So nice calling. I should recognize your number by now. Oh, my.
I just wanted to say, Jan, thank you for such beautiful and kind words, and I'm so honored to even talk to you guys right now. Three beautiful, amazing women. And
okay.
I have a
yeah.
little situation. I want a little guidance.
Okay.
My situation is that my both sons, their places of employment are both closing relatively soon and at probably almost the same time. So, of course, my two sons are worried. And I was just wondering what you guys see.
Okay, Sue, are you? If you're comfortable going first, go right ahead.
Okay.
Well, if you're not, I can too. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, DC, and definitely it was just, that was so amazing to listen to this morning.
Thanks.
It was just what the doctor ordered, and also the dragonfly. okay, so what I'm, the first animal that I'm picking up is it's a bird, and it's a red bird. It's like a, I don't know what kind of bird that would be. I guess it, would that be like a red robin, I think? I think it would be.
I was just going to say red robin, yes. I've been seeing quite a bit of them lately.
Oh, have you? Okay, so that's probably why I'm seeing it. I was seeing a stadium or auditorium-like place with a lot of people in, and I'm not quite sure, just a lot of people, and it could be, it could be a sporting event. Or a, it feels like it was a sporting event to me. So, or maybe it was a meeting of some sort. I'm thinking maybe somebody is going to be going to some type of meeting or a possible sporting event, because you were talking about your sons, and that's what was shown right away. But one of, I feel like one of your sons, right away, I feel like he's going to get a job pretty, like there's going to be something coming in for him. I think it's your youngest son.
I was going to say, feel the same way, that I feel it's the youngest son as well, and he's going to get maybe connected with that in the United States that he knows.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
And he'll get a job offer.
He was getting a job offer.
He's thinking he may be getting a job offer, and I feel like it's going to be, like, the communication is coming, and it'll be probably in the earlier part of, and do you feel it's a job offer, Jan?
Yes, I do. I do. And I feel like he will be getting a job offer soon. In fact, I feel like he might be getting a few. So that's what it feels like to me. And I don't know what the people in the stadium, what that represents, but it might represent something that you know about later on. You know, it might come up later. But what were you going to say?
The one that you spoke of, like the younger son and stuff, when I tell him that he's got to have faith and go with the flow and things like that, he doesn't have that kind of brain, and he doesn't understand any of it.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, it's hard to have that kind of understanding unless you are practicing it, or just it's something that's natural for you, or you're involved in that kind of thing. And I think you give him a lot of inspiration that way. You can help him that way. So hopefully he'll be able to have more of that as when the job comes, and then he'll realize that that's all he needed to do. Because now I lost my page here. I wanted to read the robin. So it just takes time, you know, for all that to develop. I mean, I still don't have complete faith in things. I still have to work at it. You know what I mean? It's not an easy road to have to for having faith. But I hope that he could be inspired by you, because you certainly give a lot of that type of energy to so many of us. It helps us so much.
Thank you.
And I think he'll have it later on in the future. It's just a matter of practicing that and experiencing that. It takes time, you know, but
does, but he's patient. Like, he has no patience with this whatsoever.
Right. Yeah. Robin. Yeah, and that's just he's a different type of it's a different thing for him. So that'll be something he'll be working on in his life. And anyway, the Robin says it's time to let go of anything in your life that's outmoded and stagnant. and plant the seeds for the new setting, your goals and intentions for the coming year. It says, let go of attachment to drama and allow as much joy and laughter into your life as you possibly can. And your spiritual path is very steady and also with challenges along the way. And it leads to achieving your spiritual ideal. You have a beautiful song inside of you. So do whatever it takes to share this with the world. And that's exactly what you do. And expect new growth in a number of areas in your life. And make a wish and watch how that comes true. And you're a happy person. And your joy affects so many people, which is so true. And it says you have a past life connection. Yes. And it says you have a past life connection to Christ. And you are on a divine mission, which is so true. And you are a dedicated spiritual seeker and giver. And you express the will of God in all you do and in all you say. Oh, my God, that animal just hit the nose on for you, DC. Yeah.
I do remember my lifetime. I was there when Jesus was there.
Oh,
so
you
I find that, like, yes.
To you.
Wow.
Well, that's, thank you so much. That was, yeah. Oh, my
Definitely.
Goodness.
Definitely.
Totally amazing.
Yeah, excellent.
Hand it over to either Sue or Lynn.
Thank you, Jim.
Up to you. Yeah,
oh,
go ahead,
sure.
Sue, if you're ready. Or
okay, I'm ready.
All righty, then.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, DC. How are you?
It feels awesome to be on this side.
It feels
Yay.
Funny to be on this side. what I was getting for both of the boys, I think they need, especially the younger one, to go out and try to reconnect with nature and relieve the stress.
Right.
And just get recentered. And I do
Definitely.
Agree. I think the younger one, he really needs to work on his stress level and anxiety. But he is.
Oh, my goodness.
He's going to get multiple offers right away
yes.
or very soon.
Okay.
So he's going to have a little bit of an option, but I think the older son needs to do like both of them really, a life review and get rid of all the old stuff and be ready to move on with more positive and uplifting energy. And I think the older son is going to go on a new path. It's not going to be,
okay.
I don't feel it's going to be a job along the same lines as what he's used to doing.
Okay.
He's going to branch out more. But it's
Good.
Going to be something that he really, really enjoys, that he really wants to do when it opens up to him. But I think both of them are going to be real, real, they're going to do real, real well. And it's not going to take a long time for either of them to find a position.
Okay. Thank you. That puts my mind to ease. But the younger son is all about, like, well, do I have to settle for less? You know,
Absolutely
I mean, he works
not.
Really hard. He Right, and that's what I feel.
Yeah. Never
that's
settle for less. Always go for what speaks
right.
to you.
Right.
But yeah,
well, that's
I
awesome.
Think
it's what,
yeah.
But he's just hyper, like he's the one that you said, like, you know, the stress, I could feel it bouncing off of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you know, and I try to tell him, like, you've got to go with the flow. Even if you did have to take something, like, a little bit less for like, just a short amount of time, and he's not, you know, willing to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But even if it's something that's a little bit less, I think it would have a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
So it might
oh, yeah,
not,
I agree. I agree.
Yeah, it might not be the top of the ladder to start with. It might be mid-ladder, but he can move up that ladder real, real fast.
Yeah, he's so much of, like, he's so imbalanced. He's more work than he is, like, he forgets about the rest of his life, you know? And it's not good. He has a beautiful family.
Yeah,
I'm
he
sure
needs
he is.
To learn to relax.
Right, and that's not in his vocabulary.
Yep. It's very difficult
and the other
to
one
try
is
to
relaxed.
Teach someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other one is like so relaxed, opposite
yeah.
end of the spectrum, and if tomorrow comes, he'll worry about it then. But why worry? Because you don't know if it's going to be here, you know?
Right.
So they're totally completely opposites. I said, if I could just put them together, I'd have the perfect child. Oh, my goodness.
We would all love to be that way.
But that puts my mind to ease, too. Thank you so, so very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I'm going to go as quick as I can through this, DC. You may have to listen to this twice because there's a lot of stuff here. And we've got one poor caller that's been waiting for 40 minutes. So can you write this down or jot it, or are you really smart at memorizing? Because the big thing I got for the one son who cannot calm down is this.
Yeah.
Everything you're – okay, this is really cool. It's like a koan. Everything you're afraid of has already happened to you. Okay?
Wow, that's...
And, yeah, that's why I said you may have to, like, write this stuff down. He's thinking too far ahead, and all the stuff that he doesn't
yep.
want to have happen already happens in his head, and he's blocking his own path with this energy. And I wrote down here, counseling. And it's sort of like job-life counseling, and down here it says, left brain counseling gives him a big leap into himself. And what it means is the brain, the counseling has to be specific to his personality type, right? He can't just go and get tweaked. He's got to find someone that gets in his head. And I got the image here. Do you remember the old cartoon Calvin and Hobbes?
No, I don't. I'll look it up.
Tiger. It's the little boy and his stuffed tiger, and the stuffed tiger comes alive. Calvin and Hobbes, look it up. It's absolutely hilarious. Blah, sorry. And the two are diametrically opposed. They are so opposite. And I get the image of Calvin and Hobbes for your sons. Hobbes is practical, logical, and sensible. Calvin's like a wild guy and just doesn't think before he does stuff. If one of your sons is good with tech, are either of them good with tech stuff, IT stuff, you know what I mean?
I think it's both of them are.
Yeah, because look at online businesses, and I'm looking at specifically it down here. It says promotion, something in promotion. See if there's something there going on. And I also do get, Alex, Sue and Jan, I have rented lips tonight, guys. Sorry. Okay, so I see more than a few jobs coming in, and I think he's just got to stop thinking so hard and stop, like, stay in the present moment as he can.
Right.
Yeah, because, boy, he's jumping all over the place, as you say. And, you know.
Yes.
Oh, and I did also, if you don't mind looking this up later, or we'll look it up for you later, I did get an image of a sloth. So I did get an animal in this image. So we'll have to look that up, and we'll find out what that means. And there you go. But I think it's going to be all right, you know. It's going to be all right.
Thank you.
It's probably harder on
you. I got the same thing myself, so it feels good to hear it coming from others as well.
Yeah, I think you're the one going through the worst of it because you're having to go through it. And we send you so much love and light and strong energy for that. Yeah. They do get better as they get older. Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Enjoy them while they're small.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy them while they're small. They're small,
absolutely.
They're small problems. They're big, you know. But the one that, like, is left brain, worst of them, he's just, you know, he's because he likes to be in control continually, and right now he's not in control.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, listen, DC, I just had a thought. I'll write this up for you after and just message it to you so you've got it down in text. And we'll look up the sloth, and we'll tell you what that means, too. So, cool.
Awesome. I actually wrote everything down as you were saying it. So I've got it all.
Yeah, and it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Thank you.
As long as you can
survive,
it's going to be okay. Okay, we love
right?
you, DC. And we're just, DC, stay on the line. And we'll just go on to our next caller, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't planning on going anywhere.
Pull up a chair.
I'm here.
Okay, here we go. All right. Okay, 940, thanks for waiting. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for waiting so long. Anyway, carry on. And if you've got a question for any of us, let's hear what we've got to say.
I've just been working on this project for almost a year now, and it's really, you know, time for the money to come in to keep it going, and I don't want to give up. I don't want to, you know, I've rearranged things, and I'm just curious what you guys see, what it's going to take to keep it going.
Okay.
Well, I can jump in if you want me to.
Go for it, Jen. Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, I saw a light post, like a light post and a big, huge, really pretty bush next to it. I don't know if you have anything of that around your area. And I'm seeing a boat, like a paddle boat, a rowboat type of thing on a long, river path that it's going down.
Okay.
And so that's what it feels like to me. It's going to take a while. I don't know if I'm totally interpreting that way, but it feels that way. I saw it going, you know, like a path. Of the boat going down a path, and so the swan comes in, and so that's the animal I'm seeing, and swan energy is such a beautiful energy. Do you have any kind of path of those images that I was seeing just out of curiosity? Do you have anything around you like that, or in the area?
I do. I actually live on a lake.
Oh, okay.
And,
so that could be why I'm seeing the... For sure.
Right.
Okay, let's see if I can get to this. The swan, no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong, and it's important for you to accept your life circumstances and surrender to the will of Spirit, trusting that all will work out. You will soon find clarity and purpose in the conclusion that you're experiencing, in the confusion. focus on the fact that life is precious and a sacred gift, and express your gratitude and appreciation in as many ways as possible. And, you know, whenever we do that, it opens up the doors to a lot of things connecting in a more... what I notice is when I go into... being grateful and having that kind of energy, it connects, other doors open up, and it just seems like things flow more easily. And so that can help you, you know what I mean? And so, because sometimes I don't know why I'm saying this, but maybe you need to hear it, is when I get uptight about it or something, it kind of closes everything up. It doesn't allow everything to move and to flow, you know. So and then also it says gracefulness and calm are part of what the swan is, and you're gliding through the waters, and I did see that boat going through the water, and change easily and effortlessly, moving smoothly with the daily rhythm of life, highly intuitive and foreseeing the future. So you have that's a neat animal to have with you, and also highly protective of your loved ones. So I'm just going to think about that, and I think it's just going to take a little while, but persevere and don't give up and keep going. Don't let it go is what I'm getting mostly. And
okay. try to keep a real grateful attitude going within your life, and et cetera, et cetera. I'm having a hard time with words right now, so I'm going to pass it over to somebody else who'd like to go. But I think you know what I mean, hopefully.
Okay, thank you so much. I just,
welcome.
I feel like my faith is getting me through this.
It's getting what?
My faith is helping me get through this.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. How are you doing, Sue?
Okay. I was getting, when Jan said the swan, I was getting a message of spreading your wings and soaring. You have a brilliant idea and keep moving ahead with it. You were talking about financing. Have you thought about a partnership?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to do that in this project.
It's, talk to people that are around you that have been encouraging with the project,
okay,
and see if they might be willing to come in on a financial aspect of, in the partnership to help you out with it. Not that they would take control. You would keep control of everything going on, but a partnership where they could help you financially.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing that it's a really good idea, and you need to keep moving forward with it. But you might need to take on some help.
I have a meeting on the 5th with somebody that could possibly do that. It's kind of like a sponsor, not a partner, but that still is a partnership.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking
possibly
about?
Yeah, leave yourself open to that aspect. I think that everything is going to work out really, really well. You are going to find someone to help you financially. It might take a little bit of time, and you might need maybe more than one
okay
to help you out. But I'm seeing to keep moving ahead on this project. It is a really good idea. You are going to advance with it. But I really think a partnership financially would be in your best interest.
Okay.
And that's what I was getting.
I just don't know who I would ask.
It just keep all the avenues open. When you talk to this person, they might sponsor you, and I mean, friends, relatives, former coworkers that have like-minded thinking. Just keep an open mind.
Okay.
So that you don't shut yourself off completely. You would still have control, but they would be there to back you financially.
Okay. I have, just been going through it and working so hard at it, and it's like everything is dependent on it, so it's so important to me, and I appreciate your comments.
Yeah, I
about
feel you're going to do really well.
Yeah. And if I can go ahead, I'll
yes, Lynn, go ahead.
But I do get an image here of an open window and a big burst of fresh air coming.
Okay. Are you there?
Hello?
Are you
Hi.
There, Lynn?
Did we lose somebody?
I think we lost Lynn.
I think we lost Lynn.
Lynn! Lynn, are you with us? Oh, can you guys hear me, Jan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can hear you.
I can hear you too, DC.
Okay. Is Lynn back?
No. And I will.
Okay.
I will.
May I give a message to the caller?
Please do. Yeah.
Jan? Okay.
Yes,
what
please.
I'm getting, I'm feeling that, honey, you have a lot of spiritual assistance around you. And I'm seeing a lot of money coming your way. I don't know if it's going to be an inheritance or maybe a windfall of money. And Spirit is saying that all your money goals and wishes
Are you there?
Hello?
Start journaling. Everything that you're thinking of.
Okay.
And you have the High Priestess Haniel with you. This is a time that whatever you get while you're sleeping or awake, please take seriously, write it down. And as you are dreaming, you're sort of getting all these little pieces to the puzzle. So start, you know, putting it together. But I'm getting, as we're connecting, there's still part of this situation that's not being revealed to you. So please invite Archangel Haniel in, and she's going to help to really get the answers that you're looking for. Okay, this is a time for you not to take action just yet. This is a time of reflection. It's a time of meditation. And just have faith, because everything is going to unfold perfectly in divine right timing. So you've got to just be a little bit more patient and be at peace and know that everything is going to be wonderful. Okay?
Okay. And you know, I think I'm probably, you know, losing my mind sometimes, but I am so at peace, and I have so much faith in this whole, you know, being the spiritual assistant and God and everything. And it's, sometimes that's a little bit, you know, I go, wow, should I be this calm in this situation? But I
yeah,
am.
Yeah, I mean, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. And I'm getting that you're supposed to be like the head of this, and you're supposed to have others like doing the little things. So you're the one that has this grand dream, and you're going to bring in these other people, and they're going to help you to really make your vision become a reality, okay?
Right. That's
so the other ones that are going to help you, they're going to take care of all the little details.
Okay. I just need to make sure they're paid.
You know what? I'm getting, look for that unexpected money, because money's coming to you. I'm not sure how. Like I said, it could be just a windfall of money. It could be an inheritance, but I see money coming, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I have.
Thank you.
God bless.
Okay. Thank you. And
thank you. And please call us back and let us know how you do. We'd love to hear from you again.
Okay. I have one question about my animal that is with me. Do you have time?
Yeah.
Okay. I just have this beautiful Rottweiler female, and she's just been such a blessing to me during this time of change. And I was just curious if she's healthy. She seems to be, and I just had her spayed and everything.
Let's see here. Well, I'm not picking up anything that's negative about her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I got a real big smile from her, so I'm saying she's very, very happy and very healthy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting
that she's... Oh, I'm sorry, Jen. I was just getting... She wants her mommy to slow down a little bit.
She tells me that.
What I keep seeing is red skies, and red skies at night are Saber's delight. And so that, I know that's funny but weird, but that's what I'm getting for. Red skies at night are Saber's delight. So that's a good sign. So she looks healthy to me.
Okay. I just...
And what I'm getting, honey, is you're a healer. You yourself are a healer. Do you put your hands on her and give her some of that beautiful, just that loving, healing energy? Because I see, like,
yes.
You know, just put your hands on her and visualize that beautiful energy, you know, going into her and, you know, giving her healing in whatever respect that she may need it.
Okay. I tried. I'm not real familiar with how to do that except visualize it, so.
Well, you know, it's just like a mother with a baby. You know how, like, when a baby sometimes you just feel like the baby's, like, out of sorts or something, and you put your hands on the baby and you comfort the baby?
Yeah.
It's a natural response.
Okay. She's just been such a blessing, so I just want to make sure I'm doing my part with her. So thank you so
Definitely.
Much for that.
Definitely.
And thank you,
I want to check what Lynn says. Lynn also says that she was hearing that yes to the partnership with your business. She agrees with that. And don't be afraid to accept help. That will help you very much. And so that's another affirmation or confirmation for you there?
You know, I do have a partnership with the TV network that's going to help me get this through. So
okay.
I just have one more hoop to jump through to be able to solidify that.
Okay.
So maybe that's a partnership.
That could very
well
be.
I'm getting a yes. Yep, and I'm getting great news is coming your way. So be open to that great news.
Okay.
And you're in a beautiful season. It's going to be amazing. So just be ready for these beautiful new beginnings. God bless.
Thank you, Lynn, so much.
Lynn said one more thing. Sometimes things are broken so they can be put back together in a better way.
I've been experiencing that. You know, it's like letting everything go and just learning everything new all over again. And being this old, I just never thought that would happen, but I'm glad it is. I'm really grateful it is.
Oh, good.
It's hard.
Sweet. Yay. Okay,
yay,
well, these are all beautiful messages, and we wish you luck, and please let us know. We'd love to know how you're doing, and keep up the good work. Okay, so let's see here. I'm going to ask Lynn if we have another caller. And, oh, okay, 740, you are on. Hello to 740.
Hello. Is this Lori?
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Yay.
Hey, Lori.
I didn't fall asleep. Actually, I got off early today because, you know, I've been working every Friday. I've been dead tired, so this is why I haven't been on the shows, but I had enough energy today. I said, I'm calling in. I want to get a reading from all my friends.
Aww.
How beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yes.
We're just really, we're really happy. I'm sorry I'm writing things down, but we're really happy to have you and hear you, Lori, and just so glad to have you call in. So,
Well, I got out in nature today, so I think that helped me ground because I haven't been able to get out much, and I enjoy being outdoors. So I did a little yard work today, and I feel refreshed. And I took my nap today earlier, and it was you know wonderful that my manager came around and asked if I wanted to leave. I said actually I was thinking about leaving because I am tired. Because, you know, I don't know if you guys know, I work at Amazon, and it's a very, very fast-paced fulfillment center to work at. And I'm very grateful that I have a job, and I just got moved to a new position, and I'm top five, you know, in my area. And I'm doing very well. I get, you know, my manager tells me I'm doing great. And, you know, that makes me feel good. So it makes me work harder. So I challenge myself every day to get my numbers up and such. But it's very tiresome. So here I am. I'm awake and I'm ready for a reading. I am.
Well, I'm going to – I see the trees right around you right now. And I want the listeners to listen to Sue and DC and Lynn. So we don't have that much time. We only have a few minutes. So I'd rather pass my turn off to Sue or DC.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. Are you
ready? Okay. What I'm getting for you, Lori, is that you really, really need to guard your energy level. You need to take more time for yourself. You're spending too much time on work and on other people. You need to take more time for you. And there is prosperity coming your way. You are going to be all set for all your financial needs. So you're going to be able to quit stressing about that. Everything's going to work out fantastic for you. And you're just going to be, you need to relax more. So like today, being out in nature and getting recentered, you need to work on that more. Even if it's just 5-10 minutes a day, take that time just for you to go outside and reconnect and recharge and get back into focus where you need to be.
Right. I don't get outside. Plus, it's been a little rainy here in Ohio.
Yeah, I know. That's all we've had is rain and wind.
I know. But today, I did take advantage of it. I did.
Yeah, we had a good day for it today.
Yes, we did.
But
we did.
All your comforts are going to be met. You're heading down the right path, and everything is starting to slowly unfold for you in the direction that they need to be going.
Good. I've struggled for a long, long time. You all know I've been through hell and back.
True.
Yeah, we do.
Yep. Yep.
Doing a great job.
Thank you. Yep.
But that's what I'm getting for you. Just recharge, reconnect, take time for you, because everything is going in the right direction. It's going to be a little slow, but it's moving forward for you.
It is. It is. Thank you.
DC?
Yeah, I just I saw a wolf around you, Lori, and I believe the wolf is letting you know that you're protected at all times. And I was hearing Archangel Michael say to really make sure that you're doing what you love, okay? And my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's just putting hearts all around you. She wants you to feel the unconditional love that's around you, and she wants you to give yourself some of that beautiful unconditional love, okay? I don't know if you're a significant other, but I'm getting this is a time really of love for you.
I don't have a significant other. That's what I'm kind of wanting to know, if there is somebody that's going to be coming along soon.
Okay. Are you doing stuff to really, you know, like are you taking care of Lori and doing nice things for yourself? Because I'm getting it starts with you really have to love yourself first. And I'm getting there's going to be a love interest.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone in and around your work area? Because I'm getting something like around what you do, so possibly around work, and mutual feelings of love are going to, you know, they're going to develop, okay? And I just feel like it might start off as a friendship and develop into love, and your life is just going to get better and better, but my dog Ginger is letting you know, Lori, you've got to start loving yourself first. Open your heart and let that unconditional love come in, that higher love come in. And just let go of anything that you're holding on to in the in regards to love, honey, okay?
Okay.
And just affirm every day that, you know, I am love, okay? I am love,
okay.
Because you certainly are. And you're so loved
by
all of us. And I'm going to turn it really fast to Jan. I love you, honey.
Thank you. So that was beautiful, ladies. We only have like 2 minutes, and Lynn has said that there's a ton of callers. So I just want to let the caller, it's 3 minutes, as she says, and Lynn says that the callers can contact any of us and Lynn on Facebook, and Lynn has offered to do some mini readings right away for them. So please get a hold of Lynn Bleasdale on Facebook, and also, you can get a hold of any of us for readings. All of our information is on the, if you click on the show, it shows all of our websites and where you can get a hold of us. And also, Lynn says hello to you, and she gives her love to you, Lori. You're doing such a great job, and we're all behind you and around you and rooting for you. So next week, everybody, we're going to have a longer show so that we can accommodate everyone, because we've got a lot of people right now, and thank goodness we do. And please call in again next week, and hopefully we'll have enough time for everybody. And thank you, everyone, for coming and listening to us. We really appreciate it, and thank you for calling in. Thank you, Sue and Lynn, Lori, DC. These are
thank
all.
You. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Oh, it's been wonderful. And please say anything else you'd like to in our last minute, Lynn, Sue, and DC.
I'm just thankful you guys are a part of our network. I love you all.
It's been an honor. It's been an honor to be on and help. And I would also like to offer readings for the next hour if anybody has any questions that they'd like to, they can contact me on Facebook.
And that is Sue Fields D.L. Amante on Facebook?
Yes.
Sue Fields D.A.L.I.M.O.N.T.E.
Correct.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Sue. And anything else you'd like to say, DC? I think we're going to go off in about 10 seconds.
I'm good. You say something, Jan, please.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next week.